Welcome back to hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. In our final segment tonight, Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, the farewell tour has finally come to an end. Time now in our next segment to celebrate the greatness of Kobe Bryant's legacy. And our dear friends at Triumph Books have just released a commemorative book that celebrates and provides an in-depth analysis of Kobe Bryant's journey in the NBA. It is titled Kobe Bryant, Laker for Life, and we are delighted to have with us Mark Medina, the Los Angeles Lakers beat writer for the Los Angeles Daily News. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to hear your voice. And after 20 seasons and five NBA championships, Kobe Bryant has retired from the game he loves. It's a storybook ending on how to end a career. He dropped 60, and I know you were there. How would you describe what you witnessed? Because it truly was a Hollywood ending.
You know, we've seen Kobe do the miraculous, but I think myself and plenty of the others at Staples Center were beyond disbelief. He scored that many points before in his career, but you have to understand the context. He was 37 years old. He's been battling injuries for the past 3 years, and just the week before, he could barely lift his right shoulder. So for him to take 50 shots and to score 60 points, I would argue that was a more impressive feat than even his 81-point game, which was a career high, because that happened in the prime of his career.
So I'm sure you were in the locker room prior to that game. What was his disposition? And just did he seem a little bit different as far as being dialed in that this was his final game?
You know, I think on the exterior, he was conveying a sense of normalness. He keeps a respectable distance from media members before the game, and he's always in the training room. But he admitted afterwards that it was very hard to have that mindset, simply because by the time he got to the arena, he was posing for photos with fans. And I think he knew in the back of the mind just the realization that this is it. This is the final game. But yeah, as you saw on the court, he treated like any other game. What was interesting is his teammates made an extra emphasis to pass him the ball almost on literally every possession. But I think what you saw in his last game was vintage Kobe for his career, where he's not afraid to shoot the ball. He may go through some shooting struggles earlier in the game, but he will still find a way to be effective, and then he will just keep scoring bucket after bucket to lead his team to a win.
Mark Medina is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are celebrating the illustrious career of Kobe Bryant. Our friends at Triumph Books have just released a commemorative book on Kobe Bryant. It's titled Kobe Bryant, Laker for Life. And Kobe, you know what? I mean, Mark, he's produced some of the most amazing scoring performances of all time. You just alluded to that. How would you compare these two games? I mean, how does his 60 points compare to that 81-point performance that he had against the Toronto Raptors in 2006?
Well, I think there are some similarities where in both games, no question, Kobe took a lot of shots. But within the context of that game, Kobe needed to take those many shots. He was open on a lot of those times. And there weren't really many options. I think in the last game, he has, you know, a young supporting cast around him that had gone through ups and downs throughout the season. But because of their realization of the significance of this game, they made an extra emphasis to pass him the ball. And then when you compare that to his 81-point game in 2006, there's a lot of unproven players. Guys like Smush Parker, Kwame Brown, some decent role players like Lamar Odom, Luke Walton, Stasa Vujicic, but certainly not a complementary player to Kobe Bryant. And so he was taking all those shots to really lead his team to a win. And not only that, it was something where it wasn't very clear that he was going to be setting a record performance tonight. They were trailing by as many as 18 points in that game, and he didn't really hit his stride until late in the second half. And so I think the setting was, it was a typical Sunday game in the dog days of the NBA, but he made it magical that night, as he has done plenty of times in his 20 years.
Mark Medina with us just a few more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the beat writer for the Los Angeles Lakers. So how are you going to remember Kobe Bryant? I mean, what are you going to miss the most?
You know, I think you can look at the statistics and the championships. The thing that I will most appreciate, I think, from a professional standpoint and watching him play, is just he always found a way to overcome his obstacles, most notably with his injuries. He was such a student in the training room where he knew a lot of the medical jargon and did almost all the right things he could in terms of his diet and recovery to make sure that he could step out on the floor and perform. And that was no easy task, especially when you consider the fact that he had ended his career prior to his last season with three debilitating injuries, first to his left Achilles tendon, to his left knee, and to his right shoulder. And all those instances could have caused a player to second guess. Is it even worth it to go through this extensive rehab process without any assurance that it would be successful? But he was willing to put in that work and keep doing that process three times over. And then I think just from covering him, I had an appreciation for just his give and take with the media, the fact that because of his commanding presence and his superstar status, that he really craved, you know, journalists that asked very well thought out, very researched questions. And, you know, he had such a dynamic personality and a rich history that even for someone like myself that covered him on a day-to-day basis, I felt like I learned something new about his personality and what makes him tick and certain connections to certain teams and opponents throughout his career. It was a joy beyond belief to cover him.
You've been listening to the voice of Mark Medina. He's been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Go ahead and get a copy of the new book, our friends at Triumph Books, Los Angeles Daily News as well, Kobe Bryant, Laker for Life, the commemorative book that celebrates and provides in-depth analysis of Kobe Bryant's journey in the NBA. It is beautifully done. Congratulations on that. I know you enjoyed being a part of it. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much for your time.
That, of course, was the Los Angeles Daily News Lakers beat writer Mark Medina. A very special thank you to all of our amazing guests on our lineup right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'll see you next weekend. Don't drink and drive.